And it's time again for Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Always a treat. We saw a really fine film, and I must admit, we went to see it because we weren't sure what else there was to see. So we said, oh, we'll try this one. And it turned out to be really fun. Good movie that both my husband and I enjoyed, and we're both, needless to say, adults. My initial thought was, oh, this is going to be a kid's film, Sheep Detectives. But in fact, it was just so much better than that. And one that I'll tell you, right up front, I'll say, I recommend this movie in case you are wondering. So I can give you an idea of the story. It concerns, I believe it seems to be set in Australia, or maybe that's just my assumption because it's got Hugh Jackman, who is Australian, as the lead actor, and he's playing a shepherd. And it's all modern times. He lives in the field where the sheep live in his trailer. And he has what he does with them. I think he's been doing this for years, and he will read stories to his flock, and they're all riveted. And when it's time to stop for the night, he simply says, okay, we'll continue this tomorrow. And then he goes into his trailer, and the sheep in their flock talk about the story, and they try to guess how it ends, and they, you know, it's just a nice habit that they have to talk about the story. One night, however, and this is not a surprise, but one night he kind of turns up dead. And first I thought, oh, they're not going to have this in a kids movie, but yes, they did. And the rest of the movie concerns itself with how to solve George the Shepherd, to how to solve George's murder. And all of the sheep, or virtually all of the sheep, pitch in, and they're very unhappy that George has died. It takes them a little while to realize that he didn't just die, he was murdered. And within, like, you know, the first half of the movie, they have assembled a group of suspects, one of whom is George's daughter, who he has not seen for a very long time. His wife died some years before, and she was, in any event, they did not raise their children themselves, and there was a son as well. A little surprisingly, the daughter is considered to be the prime suspect in George's murder. And as the movie proceeds, and it's not a particularly long movie, I think it's maybe an hour and a half, perhaps 2 hours at most, but it goes very quickly. And there's some very, very funny bits with the sheep, who are hilarious in a lot of ways. And in terms of human actors, along with the shepherd, along with Hugh Jackman, is Emma Thompson, and she visits the place in Australia where the sheep live and George had lived, and they try, and again everybody kind of tries to solve it, but they're mostly on the wrong track. But won't go into great detail about how that works, except to say it's not kind of silly. It's not what you would say, oh, that makes no sense. In fact, it makes perfect sense. And they do, in fact, at the end, they have resolved the murder, and a lot of things that were kind of up in the air and unpleasant, you know, get resolved. There's one small, there's a lamb, actually, I say a little sheep. It's a lamb, and who's called a winter lamb. This lamb was born not in the spring like virtually all other lambs, but this lamb was born in the winter. And there's I'm not sure how this came about, but people believe that winter lambs shouldn't be kept with other lambs because they're kind of a bad influence. Anyway, the winter lamb is adorable. But yes, he has issues. But anyway, it, again, not to go into great detail about how the movie goes, it just to say that it is, let's see, how the in the Rotten Tomatoes that I typically look at, it says that critics' consensus, drolly funny and sweet as a lamb, which is a really nice way of putting it. The Sheep Detectives is a delightful family entertainment that bundles disarmingly profound themes in a cozy package. And the audience also liked it. Everybody, in fact, it got 94% and 96% in their tomato meter and popcorn meter for how much people enjoyed it. And the audience said, a flock of committed sleuths, these are the sheep, spin a splendid whodunit in The Sheep Detectives, a mystery as whimsical as it is charming. Which I, again, that's a very nice way to say that. And it is. Now, this is just a movie that I'm not sure who would dislike it, frankly. It seems to me everybody would like it. And certainly in the theater, although we didn't have a whole lot of people in the theater, those who were there really, really loved this movie, as did we. So let me see. The Sheep Detectives can be enjoyed simply as a funny fable with a solvable mystery at its center. But there is also underlying tenderness and melancholy that elevates the film beyond the conventional family entertainment genre, which it absolutely did. There's a few cameos of people who are in the movie, in addition to the Hugh Jackman and Emma Thompson. You certainly recognize some names at the end. You may not recognize too many faces. And the sheep they're not real. I mean, they're real sheep, but they're doing things that are not real. It's AI. They're AI sheep, and they're just hugely entertaining. You can watch these sheep for finally hours, which is kind of what we did. Anyway, just to make a long story short, it is a movie that I would recommend quite highly for adults and children. And if you happen to have children with you and you're an adult, then you'll also enjoy it and not feel like, oh, this is not good for my kids to watch, because it's absolutely, it is good for your kids to watch. Okay, so I think that's about it. Just if you have a chance and you feel like heading downtown to see, there happen to be quite a few good movies playing in English at the Maison de Cinema currently. And this is one of them. So if this is one you haven't seen, go make a point of seeing it.
Okay.
Okay, that's about it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good week. Talk next week.
Yep, you too.